America, Korea, a few other places with heavy feminism. Obviously, Korea has more complex issues because of their cost of living, contributing to the destruction of their, essentially, them as a society. And I'm not, I don't know Korean women like that, but I'm pretty sure they're way better than what we have in America. Because here's the thing, this is the title of this episode. I've been lumped back into social media activity. Now, I like I said, I don't doom scroll. I try not to doom scroll as much. I actively work on my screen time. Most people don't, and also I don't know most people, but let's just say a lot of people probably don't work on their screen time. And as a matter of fact, I think it's one of the things fucking up society is that people have their realities kind of formulated, their perception of reality formulated by being perpetually online. Like, and this is no more evident, I'm a black man, this is no more evident than other black Americans like myself, even though I'm an expat and I don't live in America. But not living in America, social media fucks your mind up, because I still have to, now I'm interacting in American ways with American women, black women particularly, and I've noticed, and this isn't just black women from America, they are phenomenal at shutting you down, insulting you, being passive aggressive, and winning arguments. We have a nation of women. This is a problem. We have a nation of women that are the greatest arguers on earth. There's never been a, like, you could put them on the debate stages in ancient, or on the political stage in ancient Greece if they spoke the language. They would, like, dominate, because they're phenomenal at winning arguments. But they're not phenomenal at winning in life. What is winning in life? Is it earning a bunch of money in middle management? Spending it on bullshit? And not, maybe if you have kids, they get nothing from you generationally? I don't call that a win. Bare minimum, can your kids get something out of you? Like, your adult children, they should be passed something of value from you. Because I come from the same type of woman that I be that's in these groups, arguing all fucking day, perpetually online, emotional as fuck. Like, I posted, okay, so here's an example. There's a group somebody added me to, and it seems to be a lot of women versus men shit. And one of the things somebody posted was, it's the same old tired ass female shaming point. And people in the group didn't accept the female shaming. It was like this post about why you worried about gold diggers if you have no gold to dig. They called $80,000. So see, men making $50,000 to $80,000 a year don't need to worry about it. I'm like, and men in the group were like, you very much should worry about having your $80K cut to $40K. Imagine you have $50K, now you're living a $25,000 a year lifestyle, but your output in life is a $50,000 a year income. Like, that is absurd to get that cut in half. And my comments was, I'm like, it's easier to have $100 million halved to $50 million than it is to have, let's say, $60,000 halved to $30,000. And the argument there, for those with a functional brain, is that if you're you got $100 million, or even, let's say you got $10 million, or $2 million, $5 million, right? If you have $5 million, woman comes in your life, halves it. Because a woman's always going to come into your life and take half, if not more. Half is the baseline. But let's say the women now want 75%. So that guy with, let's give him $10 million, and the woman takes $7.5 million from him. He still has, you know, about $2.5 million. So he was living a multi-million dollar lifestyle. And while he took a massive financial hit, he's still living a multi-million dollar lifestyle. So while it was an L, it's an L that is probably significantly easier to take than having an average income and having it cut in half. But like I just said, American women are very, very good. And I don't see, the only way I interact with them is on social media. American women are phenomenal at winning arguments. And then here's the thing, they don't win. They win in their head. Them being perpetually online, their perception of everything is based off how they feel. And they feel the way they feel because of the internet. And luckily I don't give a fuck, I'm a grown man. I'm busy as hell already. student work. Obviously, I'm not working for my, like, you know, pension and retirement income or VA income, but, like, I'm really busy. Like, I'm an expat, so I have to, I'm not saying I have to work twice as hard as locals, but, like, I have to go the extra mile because I'm not a local where I'm living. So I'm busy. I don't have time for these shaniquas and shit, but it goes to show. And then this is what I want to comment to a lot of these hair-headed, attitude-having-ass bitches that are coming at me in these groups. But it goes to show, join any group where a large number of black women congregate on Facebook, and you will see why 1 in 4 get married. And in that 25% of black American women who marry, there's still like a half, you know, I think it was 45 or 50% divorce rate. It goes to like 90% when they have a degree. A black woman with a degree is somebody who's going to die alone, period. Like, they have 90% divorce rate. But let's just say half of the 25%. So it's 12.5%. So let's say 100 black women, round up the 12.5 to 13. You have 100 black women, 13 are going to marry and die a wife. That's a low number. 100 black women in America, 13 will marry and die a wife. 25 of the 100 will marry. They are phenomenal at winning arguments, but not winning at life. And winning at life is not marriage and kids per se. Winning at life is like building something for more than yourself. Now, you can do that without having a family and being married, obviously, but like a business, for example. I don't see hair hat Facebook arguers having any type of viable business. You know why? Because they take a long time. They take a tremendous amount of hours to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, here's an example. My spouse, my significant other, is involved with her family's multiple businesses. They're not rich or anything like that. Well, they're not rich given the hours they work. If you calculated how much time they put in, it's having a business, unless it's like a giant six-figure machine, it's just guaranteed hitting six figures every year. But they have multiple businesses, and it all adds up to the six-figure range. But European taxes takes about half of it, and it's just very, 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 very time-consuming. So, again, these women are phenomenal. Women that look at me, winning arguments, getting their nails and their hair done. But their bodies look like atrocious looking bodies. Like, if they brought if the inner city black chicks came to Europe and tried to compete on this dating market, it would be like having the Kansas City Chiefs play a Pee Wee League team and seriously have the Chiefs take the Pee Wee League team serious. They'd score like 900 points. Winning arguments and not winning at life. The hallmark of the American black woman. And the American woman in general. I'm out.